Arvest Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show as the Mountain Home defeats Harrison in this girls' matchup tonight, 55-45. Good win for the Lady Bombers as they improve to 5-3 on the season. Let's take a look at the final stats tonight. Game stats for tonight's game are brought to you by Strider Engineering. All of Mountain Home's points scored by their starting five tonight with three players in double figures. And Grace Foreman leading the way with 19 points, 15 for Emma Martin, and 12 points for Peyton Husky, and then also 5 points for Addison Yates and 4 for Kate Gilbert. For Harrison, they had two players in double figures. Briley Parker led the way with 19 points, 11 on the night for Marion Groberg, and 9 points for Sydney Shrum, 2 points apiece for Kinsey Parker, Caroline Cecil, and Brent Olson. Only two ties in this game. First one being 2-2, and then the second one coming much later, I believe at 23-all, as Harrison made a comeback after Mountain Home had kind of built up a lead. Harrison made a comeback early in the third quarter, but Mountain Home was able to avoid any type of deficit in the game. Harrison never led in this contest. One point where Harrison did do better on than Mountain Home on was taking care of the ball. Mountain Home ended up with 11 turnovers, according to my count, and Harrison finished with 7. But again, Mountain Home does get the 10-point victory. They improve to 5-3 on the season. Harrison will drop to 5-2, and again, so for Mountain Home, they'll be looking toward taking on Bentonville West this coming Friday night. So that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and the girls portion of our doubleheader. We will be back in about 5.5 minutes from now to start the boys portion of our broadcast. Again, Mountain Home defeating Harrison tonight in this girls game 55-45. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.